BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here's Monday's show. I arrived just in time for it from Ibiza. But my stories pale into insignificance compared to Chris and his new friends he met at the weekend. But do I believe him, though? We tell you some great news about our Edinburgh plans next week. It's happening next Monday. Greg's on Real or No Real, Joe, our listener, on the Who game. And we test Grimmy's breaking point after his big Ibiza weekend. It's all on Monday's podcast starting now.
BBC Radio.
This is BBC Radio 1.
Do you know what? Sometimes I surprise myself.
Can't believe you're here.
I can't believe I'm here. I've just had a mare.
You've just come in with your bag and everything, like casual as.
Got some Toblerone if you want to.
I honestly didn't thought you were going to be here. I'm pleased you are mine.
Plastic bag, boarding pass.
BBC
Radio
1.
Scott Mills here, hello. All right, Chris?
I'm very good, yeah. The thing is, what's great about this is you've literally just walked in, so we haven't had a chance to talk about your weekend.
I haven't talked to you at all, no.
So I'm going to find out, as everyone else knows. Hello, yeah, good to see you.
Didn't actually think I was going to make that today, got to be honest. My plane was on time. In fact, it was, you know when they get all smug, they're like, actually, this plane's arrived early today. We're not just on time, we're ahead of time. And they announced that, and I was like, oh, this is going really well. And then there was a Gatwick scenario, which wasn't impressive, and just made it, really. So
I was
a bit tight for my liking.
I was in Edinburgh this weekend. Slightly different weather, but I flew there as well. And you know when they do the sort of the information kind of towards the end of your flight, where they start breaking down the miles per hour that you're travelling, stuff like that,
and the how high up you are. Yeah,
is it just me who finds that completely pointless? Like, it's like, okay, good, you're doing your job. I know.
No, but I quite like it to know how, like. Today we were at 36,000 feet, and I quite like to know that.
I really don't care.
And they always tell you the weather, where you're going to be going, which in your case, not the best, probably.
No, but they always make it sound like they gloss it up.
It's because they do pilot talk, so it's kind of down here and kind of reassuring. 36,000 feet, and on the landing on the westerly runway today.
Yeah, I don't care. Just do your job. It's like, I don't know if they're showing off, but flight this happens.
Or when they tell you the route, and just to the north of Barcelona, at which point we'll duck down past the Bay of France, wherever that is,
and then in
through Kent, and then a smooth landing on the westerly runway. Okay, thanks then.
Good, good. Anyway, so I think with your Ibiza stories, because I imagine there's loads, right?
Yeah, there's, well,
I think I we need to ration you slightly. So it's like,
I wasn't there to do any of the kind of cool Radio 1 stuff. I, of course, was DJing to 400 people on a boat party, which was really rocky, but amazing.
It's very you.
Very me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I mean, it was all going on at Cafe Mambo. I popped my head in, but then went on the boat.
Good.
I went to the Radio 1 event on Saturday. That was really good.
Mm.
But there was loads of rumours flying around about who was going to be there. Strangely disappointing, I've got to be honest.
There was loads of people there.
Yeah, there was people in Ibiza, but were they at... I mean, like, at one point, Grimmy texted me going, Obsessed, coming now with Zac Efron. And I was like, oh, actually, he's actually going to turn up with Zac Efron. But then I saw that there was a lull on it, and afterwards I was like, where's Zac? And he was like, oh, no, that was just for jokes. Oh, okay. Then
so did he come along to your boat thingy?
What, Zac? No.
No, Grimmy?
No.
Did anyone?
They did, which I'll go into a bit later on.
Okay.
Nobody from Radio 1, but a really interesting section
of
people.
There's so many amazing people on that island at the moment. It's like Showbiz Central, so I'm fascinated to know who turned up on your boat.
There wasn't a Kardashian on my boat.
Was there not?
That's what you're asking me.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio
1. Now, you know you can watch all of the live music from Radio 1's Party in Ibiza this weekend on the YouTube channel. There's videos from David Guetta, MK, Duke Dumont, Eric Prydz, loads more. And an exclusive poolside performance from Matthew Coma as well on the Radio 1 YouTube channel right now. I saw a bit of MK, that was good, and Eric Prydz.
Mm.
Mostly, though, I was in Ibiza this weekend. I've got the FOMO alarm here. Do you know if you feel the need to press it?
Oh, we had this from the big weekend where I was missing out on quite a lot and I could press this alarm.
Yeah, so if it's there if you want to press it.
FOMO.
If you get any fear of missing out from the stories I'm about to tell you, then do feel free to press the alarm.
Everyone is coming back from Ibiza with these amazing stories, though.
So my favourite thing to do over the weekend is look at people's Instagrams, famouses, and try to work out where they were in Ibiza, and then try and find them.
It's a little bit stalkerish.
But there was, because I was in, staying in the area, like where there's a lot of boats in the harbour. Saw Justin Bieber on Instagram.
You?
Yeah. On Instagram, and I was like, that is the same boat that's near me. So I actually went there thinking that's Bieber's boat. Wasn't. No button pressing yet, no?
Well, no, because at the moment you're just talking about trying to match up pictures on Instagram to try and track people down.
Then I tried to find Kathy Getter, because you know I love her.
Yes.
She was in a restaurant that I was in, but I was 2 hours late.
Oh, no.
Because I was stalking her as well. No sign of the Kardashians, even though everyone at the Radio 1 event was like, oh, yeah, the Kardashians are going to be here in a minute. No, I didn't see them. They probably were. I didn't see them. Paris Hilton, same thing. Look to the pictures on Instagram. Why are you not pressing the button?
Well, yeah. I mean, Kardashians isn't too much for me. Paris Hilton turning up's quite cool, I guess.
But she didn't.
I didn't.
I didn't see her.
Oh, you didn't see her?
No, she was there. I saw her on her Instagram.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
But I didn't actually see her at all. But once again, was trying to match up like various buildings, and I was like, that's really near where we're staying. Let's go there. Didn't see her.
Right.
What else happened? Oh, yeah, on my boat party, that was pretty cool. Like 400, like, up for it kids just raving away on two boats connected by speedboat. I felt a bit like Paris Hilton, actually, when I was on the speedboat, and it was bright yellow and said I'd be for tours on it. And they gave me a glass of warm Cava, and I was like, this is the same.
But it must have been.
This is exactly the same as what they do.
There's so many famouses on the island. I imagine that statistically, what did you say, 400 people on each boat? There must be one. I mean, maybe you just couldn't see them.
There was a bloke that was DJing at first, and I was like, I really recognise him. Blonde hair, really Welsh. I'm like, are you, like, how do I know you? And he's like, all right. I was on the first series of The Call Centre as a girl. I was on BBC Three. So he was like the resident DJ of the boat.
Wow.
I'm like, what's your name? Or Lloyd, as it goes. All right, Lloyd. So he was on there.
Did you get a photo with him?
Yeah, several.
Okay.
Also on the boat, you'll never guess whose daughter.
Whose daughter?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Still not pressing the button, are you?
Well, I don't know whose daughter
this
it
could
is
do
yet.
It. Lorraine Kelly's daughter.
Oh, wow, Lorraine Kelly's daughter.
Stop it.
Huge.
She had a
great
time.
She was at your gig.
She had a great time.
God, Lorraine Kelly's daughter came to your gig.
Yeah. Can you just press it?
Go on, then.
Thank you. FOMO.
Sorry, that sounds inappropriate. Should I have FOMO for Lorraine Kelly's daughter?
No, not really.
That's really rude.
Nice girl, though. And then, on the second boat that I get onto, by the way, getting between boats is really hard, especially if you're clumsy like me. Can you imagine?
DJ's complaining.
There's no elegant way of doing that. No, the first boat, like, kind of pulled away, and I was like, oh, no, I'm going to go now. I'm going in. Imagine me hanging off the side of one of the boats.
That would have been great.
400 people looking and going, ah. Also, anyone remember Gary Tank Commander?
Oh, God.
BBC Two, very big in Scotland. It was on BBC Two for a while, right?
Was he there, or was it his daughter?
He was on the boat.
Really?
Press the button.
That's quite cool.
I might not have seen any celebrities in Ibiza, but I've got a crack in town, haven't I?
Yeah, well, no, I've seen better, to be brutally honest.
I was there 2 days.
Yeah,
hello?
But did you spend a lot of time indoors?
No. No, I didn't, actually. I really thought you'd be impressed with this.
You're surprisingly chirpy today as well.
I know.
Are you putting it on? Are you doing one of those things, like when you're at work, something like that, and you're feeling iffy, and you really have to overcompensate?
No, so you're letting the listeners now in on too much information, aren't you, Chris? Because sometimes, yes, if I've been out, which doesn't happen very often, I will style it out and feel awful, but then, you know, like, feel bad, but I don't know, I've lost what I'm saying.
See? I knew it.
Oh, no. See, now I'm under pressure.
There's only so long you can keep this up. You did well. 37 minutes. I knew you were lying.
What was I saying? Rubbish! No, I actually feel fine today. I didn't go out yesterday.
All right.
Went out a bit on Saturday. I'm fine.
Well, let's see if you can keep this up. It's still 4 o'clock.
I'm absolutely fine.
So if anyone sees Scott slipping, that's
or hears him slip.
Hears him slip. Let us know.
How was your weekend? How rude of me not to ask.
Oh, it was good, actually. So I was in Edinburgh, round and about the Fringe Festival, because I was DJing in a club sort of round that way.
Okay, yeah.
I had quite an interesting one.
Right, okay.
I mean, it's hard to compare to such great celebrity stories that you've come back with.
Okay, well, don't be sarcastic. I've got the FOMO alarm ready. Go for it. What did you do?
What did I do?
Yeah.
I've got one story. I was DJing this club called Lulu's in Edinburgh, and this guy comes up, right, and asks for a song.
Yeah.
Now, he requested Benny Benassi, Satisfaction.
Oh, gee.
It is a good song, right?
Okay.
But a weird one to request.
Yeah, a little bit.
I didn't quite clock it at the time, but looked up, and it was Tom Daley.
What?
I know. Like, what was he doing there?
In your club gig?
Yeah, actually, I thought so, yeah.
Well, I mean, it's better than any of my stories.
And not just him. There seemed to be loads of the divers in there. I don't know why they decided to come along to the night that I was DJing. Just loads of the English diving team seemed to be there as well.
Okay. Like who? Chris Mears, was he there?
Oh, I don't know their names, sorry.
Jack Laffer, was he there?
How do you know their names?
Just ask him, were they there? Where's the evidence?
Maybe. That's the thing, I haven't got a photo to prove it, so I know this sounds like I'm making it up, but I'm not.
See, I haven't got any photos because I didn't run into anybody.
But I do think, I seem to remember, there was one person who took a photo with me and Tom Daley.
Okay, but it wasn't, you don't have it on your phone.
But I haven't got it, yeah. Right.
Okay, well, this is a real case of pictures where it didn't happen, isn't it, really?
Do you not believe me?
I don't know. But why would you make that up? And why would you make up that he requested Satisfaction by Benny Benassi?
I know, it's a really strange
not
move.
FOMO. Okay. Well, if anyone's got pictures, then let me
Are you saying pictures or it didn't happen?
Kind of, yes I am. BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily. I'll tell you who I did meet yesterday.
Oh, yeah?
A taxi driver that thought he was Usher. That's the nearest I got to any kind of celebrity.
Oh, what do you mean?
Do you want to hear him? I recorded him. Just hailed a cab on the street. Hey, my boy. It's a 40-minute cab journey with just R. Kelly and Usher songs and him singing. Yes. I'm right in the front.
I'm not sure I'd feel that comfortable getting into his cab.
No, I didn't. It was like All Songs to Lie Down To by R. Kelly and
that's
Usher.
That's really creepy.
In the middle of a Sunday afternoon. No, thanks. Right, hang on a second. So you had a night out with the... with the British diving team?
I don't know if it was the British diving team.
Were they diving team?
There was a diving team. Tom Daley was there. I assumed his friends were divers.
But how could... I was going to say, if you don't know their names, how do you know they were divers? Did they have trunks on?
No. I do... Oh, God. I do... I just assume they were divers.
Okay. I've got these cards. Was he there?
Why have you printed them out?
Was he there?
I don't know.
Him?
Do you know what? I saw them really briefly.
Him?
Possibly.
Him.
There were some girls there as well.
Him?
He does look familiar. Which
right,
one's
okay.
that?
James yeah. Denny, yeah.
I can't be sure. I can't right. be sure. Everyone, Tom Daley was there.
No one's offering picture evidence at the moment, are they?
No. But I wouldn't have dreamt that. Trust.
Well. The Scott Mills Daily. You're listening to BBC Radio 1. That was David Guetta.
I'm obsessed with him.
Who?
David Guetta.
Whoa, hello? What, was this only just happened?
I was watching back earlier on. Earlier on today, I was watching back his set.
He's brilliant, isn't he, that new one, David Guetta?
It's on Radio 1 YouTube. It's so good. Just watching his face. Just his facial expressions throughout.
Okay, well, you can have David, I'll have Kathy.
Who would have thought?
I'm obsessed with her.
Yeah, but do you know what I mean?
They're not together anymore.
Do you know what I mean about David Guetta? He's just started doing this slightly creepy face.
No, I like it.
Or has he just started? I just noticed?
I think it's. I think you've just noticed about 6-7 years later.
What a legend,
David Guetta! I love him.
I do.
I love him.
I think he's brilliant.
I never heard him until now, but I've been loving him. I do. That was Lovers on the Sun on BBC Radio 1. The full set from Radio 1's Party in Ibiza, including David Guetta and his slightly creepy face.
You've got to see it.
Radio 1 YouTube now. Hello, Angela.
Hi, Scott.
What's going on?
I think Chris's story is true.
Chris's story is true about the Tom Daley thing?
Definitely, yes.
Right, the thing is, loads of people are like kind of trying to piece together the evidence now. It's gone a bit Sherlock.
I'm almost certain it was Tom Daley. I mean, I can't have made that mistake. He asked for Benny Benassi Satisfaction at the place I was DJing.
Did you talk to him?
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, you're making me doubt myself. I had a solid conversation with him.
Now you are slightly doubting that it was him, aren't you?
No, I'm certain. I'm sure I saw a medal.
Those people are texting and tweeting saying Tom was competing at the Commonwealth Games in the diving, which was in Edinburgh and not in Glasgow, that bit. So that kind of matches up. Angela, what are you saying?
I'm saying Tom Daley was definitely in Edinburgh on Saturday night because I seen him.
You saw him?
Yeah.
Where were you?
I was downstairs at a private hen party downstairs, and all was a commotion. Everyone saying, Tom Daly's in, Tom Daly's in. And my friend went, I have to run and get a picture with Tom Daly, but there was quite a few people wanting pictures. And then she just ran and got the best selfie with her and Tom Daly.
Oh, so, so your friend had the picture, but you were in the club, right?
Yes, I was in the club, but my friend Valerie, she got the picture taken and she sent me it. And I sent it to you guys, but I don't know if you got it.
Oh, no, we've just got it now.
Oh, yay!
Yeah, so you were in the same club as Chris?
Yes, I was there.
There you go, so that will do.
Still not a picture with you with him, though, is it?
No.
And it's only your friend with a picture. That could be from anywhere.
Well, I could get her to send the picture or phone you.
It all seems a bit long-winded.
Yeah, it does, really.
Just believe me.
I think I'll just believe you.
I think you're lying. No, don't.
You're on the proof. Right.
Love you, bye.
Scott Mills Daily.
Right, so do you remember last week we told you that this time next week, in fact, we're going to be at the Edinburgh Festival. Love Edinburgh. We were just saying last week, we didn't go up there last year and I kind of missed it. So we're going to go back. And we have been given a 10-minute slot on Phil and Alice's show. They're doing a big comedy night this time next week on Monday, the 11th of August in Edinburgh.
I mean, it's short but important. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? 10 minutes. It's not a week of cabaret shows like it happened before, or musical or something.
No, but it was still stressing me out because I didn't know what to do. But over the weekend, things have come together and I'm now in a position to be able to tell you what we're going to do. Well, no, not what we're going to do, but who we're going to do it with next week. Right, so the idea will become clear when we've kind of, we know what we want to do. We've got a great idea.
We know what we want to do.
Yeah, it's just whether we can do it or not.
Yes.
And let's just say that what we want to do does take full advantage of the fact that we are on really late at night on Radio 1 in front of an audience. It's the big comedy night for Phil and Alice next Monday. There will be details on how to get tickets. Obviously, they'll be quite hard to get, but there will be some live audience element. But next week, on the 11th of August, we're going to be joined for this idea by friend of the show, Matthew Lewis. He said yes. He's been in The Syndicate. He's been in Bluestone 4-2.
I can't believe he's agreed to this.
And he obviously plays Neville Longbottom in Harry Potter, or did. Because he was a child actor, wasn't he? We've just looked him up. He was on Heartbeat.
Oh. Yeah.
But as a kid.
He's also, you see him a lot at the moment in magazines, don't you? Because he's one of those, he's kind of done what I wanted to do, and that's just have a moment where you suddenly blossom.
Yeah.
Like you're distinctly average up until a point where just suddenly you turn really good.
We've discussed this on the show before. Do you think it's too late for that to happen to you now?
No, obviously not too late.
Right, okay.
How old's Matthew Lewis?
No, like 20s?
I mean, Philip Schofield didn't get it until when? His 50s?
No.
I mean, he never used to be all that, did he?
No, I think Schofield's always had it a little bit.
Has he?
I don't know. But I don't know. You seriously think that's going to change?
It will happen. I can tell I'm that kind of person where it will suddenly...
Really hot.
It'll just suddenly blossom.
Well, that's what's happened to Matt Lewis. I mean, he's always in, like, hot hunks now, isn't he?
Paul Hollywood's another example.
No.
Just suddenly happened, didn't it?
Absolutely not.
Ladies love him.
What, are you saying Paul Hollywood used to be average?
I'm saying it can happen in your later years as well.
Anyway, so he is going to be joining us on Monday. It is going to be a late night show. It's going to be on Radio 1. It's also going to be on the red button and online. You're right, yeah, he's definitely blossomed.
Mm.
Most famous on this show for being really good on innuendo bingo. In fact, the guy who has had the most views ever on an innuendo bingo, nearly at 1.5 million now. This is a bit of when Matthew Lewis came in to play bingo. So last night's Arsenal-Marseille game now, which featured an impressive performance from Fanny. That was one of the Marseille players. His full name. His full name is Rod Fanny.
Rod Fanny.
Yeah, that's his name, yes.
Of course it is.
Plays for Marseille. Anyway, ready? We're never going to get to this clip.
We haven't started. We all know what's going on.
Exactly. Okay.
Okay, I'm fine.
Over to Five Lives, Alan Green.
Gignac Tedder was away from goal, under the penalty here. Balbuena, rather optimistically trying to find Fanny.
He's such a laugh, and he's going to be joining us in Edinburgh next Monday, this time next week. Actual Matthew Lewis. Very excited. I'm the crazy, stupid love. Cheryl Cole, Tiny Temper, Crazy Stupid Love on BBC Radio 1. There are some people that think that that's the actual version of that song now.
No.
No, there are. Because they've only heard it on Radio 1. Right? And then they hear the actual version. They're like, oh, it's in tune.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
I think we should do the Who game next, because Joe, off of the Who game, one of our listeners, is... Well, he's very much in danger of becoming a Who himself if we don't get him back on in a minute.
Or indeed the game itself.
Or the game itself is becoming Who. So you know how it works on the Who game. We just go around the table, Joe, me and Chris, and we each Who something. It can be something a bit retro, someone or something from the past. You know how it works. Just seen a member of the Radio 1 Breakfast Show team who have got an Ibiza Who for us. When everyone used to call it the White Isle. And Radio 1's back on the White Isle. Hi, Joe.
Hiya, Scott. You all right?
Good. It's been a while. How are you?
Yeah, it has been a while. I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm all right. Are you still hooing everybody and everything?
Yeah, every now and then. A couple of hoo-offs with the lads.
You sound quite quiet today. What are you doing?
I'm currently on my lunch break from the telesales.
I thought you lost your job in telesales and have moved to another job.
No, I lost my job in... cooking fish and moved to telesales.
That was it.
That was it.
And you stuck with the telesales job then?
Yeah, unfortunately.
Even though you hooed it on Radio 1?
Yeah, not a fan of the telesales.
Right. We're just surprised they're still a fan of you. After you hooed your own job. We're quite surprised you've still got it.
Maybe not for much longer, who knows?
You don't want to become a Who from telesales, though, do you?
a little bit, yeah. I don't think I'd be that sad if that happened.
Okay, well, I think I'm ready. Are you ready?
Yeah, go on, let's go for it.
So what we do is everyone just finds something a little bit retro or from the past. It can be a person, it can be a thing, it can be a situation, and you just go, Who? It's dead straightforward. And we just keep going until someone fails. Okay, Joe to serve.
Tetris. Who?
Holographic shoes. Oh.
What are they?
They're shoes where basically, I remember I used to have them, old school shoes. You'd have to put your thumb on one part of it and a little ghost would appear eventually.
Okay, well, if we're doing shoes, Heelys.
Rosie and Jim.
Oh, great one. Getting your feet measured before buying shoes. You used to always have to do that.
You did. Top of the Pops.
Blue Peter badges.
Wonky Donkey.
Wet Look Gel.
Pogs.
Screwball ice creams.
Chipmunk.
Are you talking about the chipmunks or chipmunk?
No, I'm talking
artist?
About chipmunks. He's up, chipmunk, off of artist.
Off of pop.
Yeah.
Or rap, or hip-hop, or R&B.
Whatever it was.
That's a great one. Kelly Rowland.
Oh, harsh.
But fair.
Grange Hill. Oh. That is a Who.
Fitness DVDs. Oh.
BJ and Duncan.
Oh. Biker Grove. Oh.
Daniel Bedingfield. Oh.
303.
Hello. 303. 303.
Made a song with Katy Perry.
They were on all the time at one point.
Yeah,
they were.
They were on this show
now, though.
I think they're. I think they're on this show twice.
Though the snappy bracelet things. Do you remember them? Does that count? The ones where you had to slap them on your arm.
Yeah.
Why not?
The Channel 4 breakfast TV show, Rise.
I don't think I've ever heard of it.
Yeah, you have.
Really?
It had Edith Bowman on it, and Colin Murray, and some other
Colin
people.
Colin Murray,
no, don't know him.
Is that a who? He's, do we know that who? Or
he's still very popular in sport.
Emma Bunton.
Oh, I'm struggling a bit now. How to? Hello.
At school, TVs you had to wheel into the classroom.
overhead projectors.
TV remote watches. Oh,
nice.
Lulu. Off of Commonwealth Games closing.
Nelly Furtado.
Oh, I don't know. I might be out here. A SNES. Oh, it's a games console. Very old one.
Don't know. Clip art. Hey!
Barry Scott off of Fill It Bang.
I'm sure you've had Barry Scott before at one point.
And
we'll
also, he's still on.
Is he?
He's not still on.
He is!
No way is he still on.
He is, because my four-year-old niece, every time he comes on TV, is obsessed with him. She's like, she'll go, look, Uncle Scott, it's Barry Scott.
Is it an animated version now, though?
No, I
There's
believe
an
it...
animated Barry Scott?
Can you imagine? I think it's him.
Really?
I think he's still on.
Not sure.
Joe?
Olivia Newton-John?
Building the island from Thunderbirds with loo rolls.
When you're at a ticket machine like I just was at a London train station and you put the ticket in and it says, seek assistance.
I'm running out. Inspector Gadget, is he still on?
WAP.
Oh, no. Making a call in a phone box.
Nice. Classic one, winding down the window of a car.
Phone cards.
After 8 minutes.
Lisa Scott Lee.
Elevenses.
Mighty Morphin Power Rangers.
yo-yos.
DuckTales.
Oh, no. No, I can't think. Sorry.
You're out.
Oh, no.
Gutted. Saying that, I don't know how much more I've got left in me, Joe.
No, same. I'm seriously running out. Do we call it a draw?
I've got one.
Okay.
Ready?
Go on.
Super Soakers.
Nice. Barney the Dinosaur?
Yeah, it's a great one.
I've thought of one.
Bar Bar the Elephant.
You know what? I'm defeated.
Yes, Chris! I've never won before.
He's never won anything before.
Oh, amazing. Oh, what an honour. That's incredible.
Well played,
thank
that
you.
Was deserved.
Oh, God,
good
this
game.
Is good. Beat you and all, Joe.
Brilliant. That's brilliant.
Good day.
Good game, lads.
With Barbar.
With Barbar?
Anyone. It was Barbar that did it.
I used to be obsessed with that. Obsessed with that theme tune. It was.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you, this is going to sound really weird me saying it, but it was a different song at the start of Barbar to the end one. But I remember the start of it, I used to get well emo to the Barbar theme tune.
Oh, we need to find this.
Right, I don't know if it will be anywhere anymore, but I used to get like proper emo.
Let's see if we can find it and if it still makes you cry a bit. Thank you, Joe.
No worries, guys. Have a good day.
Good game. I'll speak to you soon.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye. Confirmed by Ollie off of Oldham, Barry Scott is indeed still a thing. He's now on with his new turbo power.
What are Moomins? A couple of people said that they get emotional to that.
Yeah, that's pretty high.
Is it?
Hey, I found, I don't know how, but we found the opening theme, which was different to the closing one.
To Barbar the Elephant.
From Barbar the Elephant, which I know used to make you emotional as a child. How old were you, a child?
Yeah, I was really young. Okay. I mean, this is quite an old thing,
yeah.
I think.
It's quite, it's quite.
It's definitely who.
Yeah, definitely. But then someone says it's still on.
Is it?
Yeah, yeah. But I think it's like a different version of it now, but Barbar's definitely still on. Are you ready for the theme tune, do you think?
I'm interested in it, because I know it'll be one of those that the second I hear it, it will sound familiar, but...
Okay, it's got like little baby elephants on it, so close your eyes. You need to really concentrate on this. Let's see if you do actually cry.
God, it has been a while.
Yeah. This is great, actually. We should try this for other people that may be a little bit overtired from the weekend, just to see if they go. Who would be good? Grimmy would be good. Woof. He's had an Ibiza weekend. You ready?
I'm ready. Mm. Does, in all seriousness, it does make me feel kind of weird.
How's that working out for you?
No, it makes me a bit tired. How about you? how do you feel? You only got from Ibiza this, like, a couple of hours ago. It's...
No, not the same. It's not having the same effect on me.
No, there's something that sort of sends me a bit sleepy.
What's happening to you? You okay, hon?
I'm all right. I'm not upset. I'm just, I don't know, I'm in a weird place right now.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello, Nick Grimshaw.
Hello, Scott Mills.
Okay, good. How are you feeling right now?
I feel very, very tired. But you know what? I think that today we should feel tired. Someone said to me today, if you don't feel like this after Ibiza, then you've not been to Ibiza.
Okay.
So I like that.
So you're sort of embracing it.
Yeah, I think that it was Kaiser who was on the show this morning because she played on Friday at Ushuaia. And so she came on today. She's like, if you don't feel tired on the Monday after Radio 1 in Ibiza, then you didn't go and have fun.
Good.
I think
great
it's
philosopher.
Okay to feel like this.
The great philosopher once said... Kaiser. Okay, Chris has got this thing where, I don't know why, but it's... Do you remember Bar the Elephant?
Oh, yeah, I love that guy.
The theme tune really does things to him.
Yeah, I don't know why. We just listened to it just now.
And I think in your fragile state, you could go at any point.
Oh, just makes
me
go.
It puts me in a strange place. Just
I think maybe reminds us of our childhood.
Exactly.
Did this do anything?
Oh.
It's been in Ibiza all weekend, everybody. If this doesn't...
Oh, it actually does... it really does actually get to me. I thought I was going to have to pretend.
Oh, no.
Sorry, just embrace it.
Oh, no.
Just fall in. Fall
I don't
in.
Like it.
Fall in, come on. Oh, listen to the little elephants.
Oh, did they wear pyjamas or something?
Yeah, they did.
Oh. Okay,
little elephant.
I've got something that I know will get you.
Oh, that really did get me.
That got you more than I thought it would.
Oh, it really did. I thought I'd have to like protest over. I thought this is a weird feature, but it actually did. Actually, really did get me.
Okay, what about someone told me this that this might help? What about this?
Oh God.
Oof. Bit of 07.
Oh. Weirdly, that just reminds me of Matt Fincham.
Okay, let's bend that off.
Why, that's not really doing it for me.
Okay, you know Katy Perry's film, Part of Me?
Oh, yeah, one of the greatest films of all time.
Yes, it is. Up there with Never Say Never, I'd say.
Yep, big time.
What about this bit?
That fairy tale that I had is not true for me right now.
Yeah, but you still miss it.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Oh, Katy.
No, Katy.
Oh, it was a dream.
I mean, I'm a romantic, and I don't... I kind of believe in this fairy tale. I mean, and in some ways, I think that's always been to my advantage, because, like, if you can believe in something great, I feel like you can achieve something
great.
Right,
it's gone really American now. I don't understand it.
Oh, no.
That's quite bad. Why were they playing...
Also, do you know how crazy I look outside of a restaurant right now, crying?
Are you outside a restaurant?
Yeah.
I always wondered why they played Hey Jude in that bit, though, in the background. I don't know why. I've just noticed it again. Okay. Okay, well, Barbar the elephant is the same one for everyone, I think.
Does the trick.
That was the one.
Yeah, Barbar's the one, that little elephant in his pyjamas gets me every time.
And when are you going to sleep next, please?
I've slept every time I've sat down today. I slept on the tube, I slept in a cab, I slept at my house, I slept, I could fall asleep as soon as I hang up on the phone.
Okay, then, bye.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Greg James.
All right.
Looking well swish.
Smart. What's going on?
We just had Christina Hendricks in
all right.
for an interview, so I thought I'd dress up like a 60s man. Don Draper, basically.
I don't think you look like a 60s.
I've changed now. Check my hair. I can't get this gel
but it's
out
the
of my hair.
Hair. That's it. That's what it is.
It's very sleazy hair. So it's slick, but it's like a bit like Mark Wright's hair. Slick back. What's all like Essexy slick back?
I know. That's the look you want.
Since sleazy hair.
It is sleazy hair. Sleazy hair, sleazy mind.
How are you?
I'm pretty good. Yeah, me and Chris were like ships in the night in Edinburgh.
No.
Missed each other. Because he was on... He was DJing and I was watching stuff. And
sorry, mate.
Yeah, you missed a great night out with Tom Daly and his pals.
Yeah, Tom
you
Daly.
You met Tom Daly?
No, well, I didn't. No, no, I was DJing a club and he turned up.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I know, yeah, man.
I was on a boat party. I did a boat party in Ibiza, but no one famous.
Like, Gary Tank Commander was there.
Oh, okay, and Lorraine Kelly's
and
daughter.
Lorraine Kelly's daughter.
Meanwhile, I was watching the Margaret Thatcher musical.
Were you actually?
At the Edinburgh Festival, yeah.
Oh. Did you have a good time there?
It was amazing. Yeah, I love it. It's brilliant. You're going, aren't you?
Yeah, we announced this time next week we're doing our show from there, yeah, at Edinburgh, and also we are getting Matthew Lewis involved, the actor, for our 10-minute slot that we've got on Phil and Alice next
Lovely.
Week.
Lovely. Oh, it's brilliant. We did this thing at the BBC tent last night, musical comedy with a band of man and some amazing, Gareth Richards and amazing people.
Can't wait to go.
Yes.
Today, on Real or No Real, it's a Radio 1 in Ibiza special.
Radio 1 in Ibiza. Radio
Nick Grimshaw tried to get on Justin Bieber's yacht in Ibiza this weekend, but was refused entry.
Is that one?
Tried to get on his yacht.
Do you mean his actual yacht, or is that a euphemism?
Bieber did have a yacht in the harbour, yeah. But did Grimmy try and get on it and refused entry?
Did Bieber have a yacht? He strikes me as a freeloader. Strikes me as someone who would turn up somewhere like that and it would be someone else's things.
No, he would have his own, surely.
I know what you mean, actually,
do you know what I mean?
Chris.
He is a freeloader. That's why he's got all the money. Doesn't spend anything.
Can't say he's a freeloader.
I think he is. I'm with Chris on this. I think that he
can't
would
say that.
He would probably text Usher and go, "Thinking about getting a boat, are you?"
Yeah, exactly.
And
yeah,
go, oh, put me down.
Justin Bieber, if he turned up at my restaurant, I would give him a bill. And
have
I
you got
would
a restaurant
sure that he pays it?
Do you have a restaurant?
No, I don't. Oh. But if I had a restaurant, I wouldn't let him have a freebie.
Right.
That's what I'm saying.
I wouldn't let him in.
Good. We
would you not? Would
no.
you not let him in?
Not that riff-raff around there. Yeah. This is a class establishment.
Grimmy was, he was all over the island at the weekend, but did he try and get on Justin Bieber's yacht?
I think he almost certainly would have tried.
But was refused entry?
No, that's where the story falls down, because he never gets refused entry to anywhere, I don't think. So I'm going to say no real.
I saw a picture of him with some old lady.
That wouldn't have been him. Mm.
I know what that is, but answer the question first.
I'm going to say no real.
That one is real.
No, it is real.
Yeah. Sorry, not allowed on the yacht, but he was at some party in the hills where the Kardashians were, and he was having selfies with Kris Jenner, their mum.
Kris and Jenner?
Kris Jenner is the Kardashians' mum. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Don't watch it, no.
No.
I was impressed. but apparently at the Bieber thing, they had an iPad, and if your picture, they found a picture of yours, so if it didn't match up to your face, you weren't coming in.
Wow. So there was a Bieber party?
There was a Bieber party, and people were like, oh, it's quite rude, people were apparently holding iPads up to the next to your face going, no, that's not you.
Oh,
that's
no.
Sick, it's just an old picture.
Oh, no, that's hot. Is that, and that's the reason, honestly, the reason he didn't get in. Because his face didn't match.
Yeah.
That's
amazing.
Brilliant. And he's learned a lesson there. Don't bother trying to get into a Justin Bieber party. Because it'll be, why would you want to go anyway? It'd be awful. Yeah, I'd want to go to the other end of the island.
And next.
Zac
Efron. No, hello. And next. No. Try again.
Zac Efron couldn't come to Radio 1's Saturday night at Privilege in Ibiza because his name wasn't on the guest list.
What a lineup!
What's going on?
What's all this? That's amazing names out there.
Yeah,
that old lady and Zac Efron.
I got a message from Grimmy when I was there. I was like, "Where are you?" And he was like, "I'm on my way, coming with Zac Efron." Lol.
You never know if he's telling the truth.
Exactly. So it could have just been a joke, but. At the Privilege thing in Ibiza on Saturday night, massive, massive DJs on. It's a huge club, like 10,000 people can get in that club. But Zac wasn't coming in because his name was not on the guest list.
Yeah, I'm sure there was a strict entry policy too that night.
It's Zac Efron.
Well, yeah, but the bouncers are notoriously pretty tough out there.
Are they?
Yeah.
All right.
They really, well, as the Justin Bieber story shows
true.
You.
So what are you going to say?
I'm going to say real for this.
I'm going to say no real.
That one? Is real.
Oh,
yeah.
Amazing.
So Grimmy ran into Zac and told him, yeah, it'll be fine, come in, yeah, it'll be right. And then the guest list.
This is like a comic.
They were like,
this
no. Like security was like, don't care who you are. No, you're not on the list, so get out. Get out,
we're
Efron.
I love that.
Yeah, he wasn't on. And Next.
Another celebrity guest at Radio 1's Ibiza party this weekend was American talk show host Jay Leno.
This is like a joke now.
This is real.
A joke.
This is great. And this is the chat show host Jay Leno.
Yeah.
Not to be confused with Jared Leto.
That's right. So the big-chinned chat show host from America.
Got lots of cars.
Loads of cars. And, I mean, everyone else was there, so why not Jay Leno?
Jay Leno. Imagine him.
Doesn't really seem his thing, though, does it?
Having a little boogie.
No, I don't. What makes you say it wouldn't be his thing?
I can't imagine Jay Leno, like, having it to MK, can you?
I don't know. I'm always surprised by how... Didn't you go on your first holiday to Ibiza? I'm saying that older people will go to Ibiza as well, right? No, but that's what I'm saying. Jay Leno, why shouldn't he party?
Oh,
no.
I see. Right, yeah, yeah. I went when I was 11, yeah.
Yeah.
I wasn't partying.
Oh, right.
Definitely wasn't at the Radio 1 event.
Were your parents partying at the Radio 1 event?
God, I hope not.
Big fans of Seb Fontaine.
So Jay Leno in Ibiza, real or no real?
I think you've gone too far here, Scott. I think that's no real.
I don't see why not. I'm saying real.
If he wants to, you know, he can.
Yeah.
That one is no real.
Yeah. Oh. But it was Jared Leto.
Oh, it was Jared Leto.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
So but Chris gets those two confused?
Previously.
Because they're so similar. He really thought that Jay Leno was the lead singer of 30 Seconds to Mars.
Well, no, I just got the names mixed up and things got confusing. It was, tricky.
And next,
Annie Mack is still in Ushuaia.
Definitely.
That'd be great.
She might still be there.
She either loves it or she just can't find the exit. It's quite big. I don't know where it is.
Well, obviously, I mean, it is a hotel, so she might have just found a room.
Just had a bit of a nap, you know what I mean?
That'd be late checkout then, wouldn't it?
Really late.
3 days. How late are you going to be, love? 3 days. 3 days late. I can do till one.
Real or no real, Annie Mack is still in Ushuaia.
Not sure why Alan Carr's on reception, by the way.
Oh, hello.
I can do till one, love.
Oh, I don't know, tricky one this. I'm going to say no real.
I think she's still there. I reckon she's still there. Yeah, real.
That one is no real.
You are right, though. It's a hotel. She could be there, but...
No. Well, I got a family room.
And at the end of that round of real or no real, Ibiza special.
I got 10, Greg got 20.
Just hit subscribe and you can get this podcast delivered to you every day absolutely free with all the best bits of the show on it. We're back tomorrow at 1 o'clock on Radio 1, including a hilarious innuendo bingo at 1:45. Scott Mills, ABC Radio 1.